Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I told you how today was going to be kind of a friends and family day. A lot of people wandering in, a lot of people joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. And so it is that my real water dude, Brent Jones, my former representative, my former assemblyman in District 35 joins us. Good morning. Good morning, Brent Jones.
Great to be here, Kevin. It's been a little bit.
It has been. It has been. Tell me what you've been up to.
Just been working, man. Just getting real water going. We're going, you know, more and more national as you do in promoting us in Indio and stuff. So we're spreading the real water across the nation.
Well, and Northern Nevada, you got to work Northern Nevada because we blow into Northern Nevada. I just absolutely love it. We're 12 days away.
Yep.
12 days away.
It's getting close.
Tell me what your sense is. There's still a lot of unrest out there, a lot of people really unhappy, but there are also a lot of people that are overjoyed that the tax cuts worked, that we're cutting 22 regulations for every one that we add. I mean, on and on and on. We've got relative peace around the world. The only place we don't have peace is here, I guess, with all the bombings.
Well, you know what? It's just hard for me to even understand how Democrats, people could even want to vote Democrat. On every issue, it's so positive, particularly what Trump's done. Like you said, the economy booming, everything else. Although Obama's claiming credit now for this economy.
This started on my watch, don't forget.
Yeah. Just before he's saying we'll never see 3% growth ever again, it'll take a magic wand. Well, Trump waved a magic wand. But on every issue, we should have an absolute huge red wave. But unfortunately, I fear that that Nevada is the rigged of all rigged areas and our election. So for me, it should be a no brainer. Trump should win hands down. Our Republicans like Danny across the board, Adam, you know, all Wes, all the guys, we should win across the board. But I think that Nevada has a problem with somehow it's rigged with the party bosses or something. But we'll see real quick. I mean, I just don't know. For me, it's hard to even understand or comprehend how people could think Democrats, like on every issue, they're so wrong. I mean, they want to flood our state with immigrants.
A great example.
We taxes, had, more regulation.
We had Wes Duncan in here yesterday, and he was sitting right where you're sitting. And we were talking about Aaron Ford, the guy that wants to be the chief law enforcement officer for the state of Nevada. He's been arrested. He's been busted 4 times.
stealing, partying.
He's got $185,000 in IRS liens.
Yeah. And then how could anybody logically think that that's somebody who we want to
exactly.
make sure that we have no corruption going on in our state? So that's why it's just so ridiculous on every level. I mean, just like your commercials were saying, you know, Stislavski wants to take our guns away. Our founding fathers were so intelligent with what they said. And if we would just look at it, in order for democracy to work, voters need to be diligent. If you just pay a little bit of attention to what's going on and what these people actually support, it's just like it's a no-brainer. So I think we should have a red wave, but I fear that because of how our system is here, that it may not occur. I mean, we used to be a bellwether state, meaning every time since I think 19-something, we predicted the president. Trump was filling up auditoriums, 5,000, 6,000 people. Hillary could not even fill up a high school auditorium. I mean, Trump had overflow everywhere, and yet she won our state. How does that happen? How does that happen?
Just look at what he's done over the last week. Missoula, Montana, for crying out loud. Tens of thousands of people.
Ted Cruz, 100,000 people.
Yeah.
100,000 people showing up 24 hours in advance, and then they showed the picture of Barack when he was here. They tried to make it look like it was full, but then somebody else put on what the real shot was. It was just like a handful of people.
Let me ask you, and this has come up. Again, Brent Jones joining us. My Real Water dude, he's created a Real Water, Real MMA, and the Real Chamber of Commerce.
Real Chamber, Real Home and Office Delivery, which you were promoting just recently.
Can I tell you? I love it. The guy brings it right to my front door. Save big money. It's dynamite.
Yeah.
I mean, are you starting to get a bunch of business that way? Because that, to me, is the best way to get it.
It's just getting the awareness out. Of course, if you bought 5 gallons of water, say, at Whole Foods or Costco, well, not Costco as much because you could get a good deal, but like at Terrible's or any of these places, you're going to spend about $30-$35 and you got a cart at home. Or you get 5 gallons delivered right to your door for $12.
I like the latter. Thank you very much. Yeah. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. You can get all the information, and you can sign up, I'm assuming, can you?
Yeah, right on the website you can get it, and we'll follow right up.
I want to ask you the question, though, and this has been something I know that you've kind of zeroed in on. Do you trust the integrity of the vote in Nevada?
Personally, I don't. I've analyzed it with statistics. A few years ago, we had a case in the courts where we wanted to have just look at the precincts, and the law says if you file within, I think it's 10 days, you can get, if you pay the cost, you can do an audit. The courts would not allow us to do an audit of our precincts. We had three people. It was my son, Blaine Jones, Diana Orrick, and Mary Rooney, all in their assembly races, and they would not allow an audit. The court would not allow it, even though the statute clearly says it. And the last election, in the general election, we went, and somebody actually had voted for Amy. So I was a sitting assemblyman in the general election, and we show up, and somebody had already voted for my wife, and they had a fake signature and everything. And the way we know is because they have it all digital, and they showed it to us on the screen. Isn't this your signature? No, that's not my signature. No, that's not my vote. It took us 2 hours to get it figured out to where she could vote, where we have a lot of new volunteers at the offices, et cetera. So when that stuff, I have personal knowledge of that, it concerns me. And the only way we can fight that back is, one, if we get back to a paper ballot, because then you can't manipulate it. But they have the Hacker Fest over here, right, every year, and here in Las Vegas, because we're the king of conventions. And they give these voting machines out, and the hackers can manipulate them within 15 minutes. They can break into them and manipulate them within
Tell me what
15
minutes. Would happen, and again, because a lot of us may not have memories that can take you that far back, but when we did paper ballots, did it mean we wouldn't get results till 2 days later, or I guess what I'm saying is we functioned pretty well under paper ballots, did we not?
Well, yeah, and the thing of it is that you have two people observing it, both the Republican representative and a Democratic representative, and then each precinct, which is not that big, the precincts aren't that big, they report the data up, and it's a very clean trail, and there's no way you can really hack it. You'd have to really go out of your way to make sure things happen improperly. You know what I mean? You'd have to do it on such a grand scale. Where in computers, you can get into databases. I mean, we know that they're hackable because, I mean, Snowden and Assange are on a huge federal level. They're showing how things get hacked, our databases. Even Facebook gets hacked with millions of, you know, people's information. So Computers are and you know who owns most of the companies that create the machines, don't you?
Oh, it's George Soros.
George Soros, who wants us to, he wants our country to be demolished. He doesn't want America. He wants it to be where there's just elite few, which he's one of, ruling a bunch of minion, just like all like Star Wars and everything else. Darth Vader, Lord, ruling all the minion. I mean, that's what he wants. So that's what I'm saying. The Democrats want everything to destroy our country, if you look at it. Massive immigration. Get rid of our guns so that the people are subjected to whatever the government wants. Get rid of voters. Illegals should vote. I mean, they're actually promoting illegals should have the right to vote. I mean, on every level, they want to destroy our country. And we need to stand up and say, look it, stop. We can have compassion for you. We don't want to, like this whole bomb thing, I think it's just I think it's a black flag. I think, can you imagine 12, 13 bombs and not one of them successful? That's just idiocy. It's a fake
thing. Maybe they're just bad bomb makers.
It's just a fake thing. It's absolutely just a fake thing, I believe, to create, gin up some kind of support.
But by whom? By Democrats? Getting away from it, because the caravan didn't work. I mean, the Democrats thought the caravan was going to be their issue.
Right.
It turns out it's Trump's issue.
Right.
So they're trying to change, kind of pivot, if you will, 12 days away from an election. Well, let's just send pipe bombs that aren't going to go off to all these people.
And have you seen pictures of them? How just ridiculous they look? I mean, do they look like they're sophisticated or that they're meant to really work? No. It's just a joke so the media could blow it up and create
no
some kind
pun
of sympathy.
Intended. Blow it up.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Who do you think is going to be responsible? I mean, is it going to be Fusion GPS or somebody, you know, the people that gave us the Steele dossier? Or we've seen what the Democrats can do, and that in order to get power, they will do and say anything. We saw it with Brett Kavanaugh. We saw it with Fusion GPS, and now we've got the Mueller investigation.
If anybody could look like just your last segment was so profound on what a joke the Mueller investigation is. And if you look at that, Putin said on national TV in that joint press conference that Hillary Clinton got $400 million from the Russians. He admitted that. And yet not one person, I mean, Fox runs one little bleep and you know, InfoWars and stuff, and not one mainstream really picked up on it. And yet it's all Trump, Trump, Trump when it's admitted that everything was based on lies and they keep on promoting it as if it's real. That just shows the state. And we've got to thank God for President Trump. Thank God Kavanaugh got pushed through. So now we have a 5-4, at least unless something like Scalia happens. Again, that concerns me, how he's on a hunting trip and then all of a sudden he ends up the most respected, most articulate, the most conservative Supreme Court justice ends up passing, you know, right before Barack's term's up, so we could try to appoint somebody else. So this is the thing we have to look out for. You know, they claim that Trump is like Hitler. It's just the opposite. They're doing the Nuremberg, like blowing up the Reichstag or whatever it was called, the stuff, and then claiming he has to take control because of this. Trump is doing just the opposite. He's granting more freedom. He's getting rid of regulation. He's cutting back government. More freedom is better for the people, not less freedom.
Blue wave or red wave?
Like I said, I don't see how any way there could not be a red wave. However, I think our system's rigged here in Nevada. That's the problem. So
why a judge would tell you that they won't let you audit a precinct or two precincts or five precincts.
No opinion. The hearing went on for a whole day, and then just at the very end, the judge said motion denied, click, and walked out. There was no opinion, no anything, just motion denied, boom, meaning the request was being denied to look at the audit the precincts.
If we were Democrats going to a judge and being denied, we'd go to the Ninth Circuit.
But Democrats don't want the voting look. They claim there's no voter fraud when they're shown up.
I'm just saying. But they always seem to have a legal remedy for anything we try and do.
Right.
And it's usually what the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California.
Yeah.
Do we have anything like that?
Well, I guess if you're in
the Supremes, maybe now.
Yeah, you know, our courts here in Las Vegas, unfortunately, and our Supreme Court leans left. We know that. Most people don't understand that. It's supposed to be bipartisan, but the reality is they're left-leaning judges. The trial lawyers pump a ton of money in to get these judges elected. they go to all the unions and they say, vote down the judges like this. Well, Republicans don't really get behind their judges because it's nonpartisan, so to say. But the union bosses and stuff. So they get better organized on that. And the trial lawyers give the liberals tons of money, because if you drive anywhere else in this country, do you see a third of your billboards, lawyers, I'll get you money, I'll get you free money? No. Usually billboards are used to promote, look at this product's really good, come buy it. I can give you a better pool, I can give you a good patio, I can build your house, I can give you blinds. That's what billboards are supposed to be for. Us in Las Vegas, it's all, I'll get you free money, I'll get you free money, I'll get you free money. I mean, it's because the trial lawyers are controlling, and they like the more litigation, because who benefits? The elites benefit from litigation. And, you know, I was a lawyer, and I quit being a lawyer because I couldn't stand the elitist viewpoint that these lawyers just think, oh, I can just extract all this money, tens of thousands of dollars for people for doing such minimal amount of work. I mean, minimal amount of work these guys do.
I want to ask you about the president. The president says he's going to do, 10 events in the last 6 days. Ten major events.
The guy is the ever ready, or what, bunny, right? Yeah. It just keeps his end so energized. As you know, I was the first state-level politician to come out and endorse President Trump. I got to introduce him and speak at his rallies and stuff. It was awesome. And because I saw the groundswell. I am so grateful and thankful for our president. He's able to fight back. And you know these Democrats, they're exposing themselves because with their lunacy. And that's what's so good, too, because they're just, like they thought the caravan, boomerang. They think, just so many things. Build that wall, boomerang.
It was the Kavanaugh hearings.
Yeah.
They were all ready to destroy that guy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, now we're talking about a Brett bump.
Yeah. Boomerang. So we are waking up as a nation, and that's just awesome. I don't think they're going to gain the Senate by any way nationwide. I think the House might be close, but I think we might see a surprise nationwide that the House will grow. But here in our state, I'm just concerned about, because look at Trump should have won our state hands down. We should have had a red wave in the 2016 elections like no else. The energy was there. Like I said, Hillary could not even fill up a high school auditorium. He was having thousands and thousands getting turned away at his. I was there. The energy was just palpable. You could feel it. It was just magnetic. It was just phenomenal. You were at him, too.
Exactly.
And then the Democrats. And then how do they win? And how do they gain all those seats? It's just insanity.
I'm going to give you the last 90 seconds. I want you to explain to voters what's at stake. I know it's a midterm election. Trump's not really on the ballot. Why should people go out? Why should people go and early vote? Why should they vote on November 6th?
You know, because even if it is rigged, if we just wake up and we just show up in such masses that they can't be denied, that's what we need to do. Otherwise, I fear we are going to become like California. I left California. Trust me, would you rather live in a desert where it's 120 degrees outside, or would you rather live along the beach where it stays between 70 and 85 all year round and is green? I mean, I don't want to knock Nevada, but that's paradise. I lived in Southern California, grew up in Southern California, it's paradise. However, the liberals have absolutely ruined that state, and I saw it, so I left in 2004. Now it's just even worse. But I saw it, so I came to this great state because the freedoms we have here. We have if you want to go gamble, you gamble. If you want to do what you want to do, you get to do. But also business freedoms. We are a pro-business state, low taxes, low regulation. They're moving in, and they want big government, big brother, big all the time. And it's just crazy. So if we do not get out in masses and masses to just overwhelm the rigging, we've got to overwhelm the rigging, then I fear we can lose our state, and we'll lose it for good.
Wow.
Think about this. They want, like you talked about, sanctuary cities. They wanted to do stuff like every business had to have a 10 by 12 breastfeeding room, otherwise you're fined $5,000. They wanted to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. They wanted to take the property cap to increase property taxes by 300%. That's what the Democrats wanted. That's what they still want.
Brent, it's always great, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
I love Real Water, the Real MMA, and, of course, the Real Chamber. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll have you in again soon.
Absolutely. Love being here. Thanks,
That's Brent Jones joining us just 12 days away from Election Day as we continue live and local now.
The Moving Wall, the traveling Vietnam Veterans War Memorial, will be in Las Vegas Thursday, November 1st through Sunday, the 4th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. The 3,400-foot half-size replica is open to the public and free of charge. Join dignitaries and Vietnam groups 11:45 Friday and 11:45 Saturday, a full turkey luncheon served to all veterans from all wars in service. I'm Jacob Jimerson on behalf of the Jimerson Law Firm, sponsor for this war memorial, inviting you to the memorial site 500 South Las Vegas Boulevard next to the Nevada Supreme Court building.
My fellow Nevadans, the annual fiscal burden on Nevada taxpayers caused by illegal immigrants is more than $630 million a year. I'm Joel Hanson, candidate for Attorney General. As your Attorney General, I will direct Nevada law enforcement agencies to report all illegal immigrants they encounter to ICE, and I'll vigorously prosecute any who commit violent crimes. Nevada must not become a sanctuary state. Please visit my website at votejoelhanson.com.
Paid for by friends of Joel Hanson.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The U.S.-Mexican border is overrun by Mexican drug cartels, drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, illegal immigration, and violence. President Trump asked governors in the Southwest to send National Guard troops to the border to help out just until he builds a wall. Adam Laxalt said if elected governor, he will refuse President Trump's request to send Nevada National Guard troops to the border. But Ryan Bundy will work with President Trump and defend our border. Vote Ryan Bundy for Nevada governor. Paid for by Ryan Bundy for governor campaign.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up, my favorite part of the show, the wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call in, tell us what you want to talk about. It's next, live and local, now.
...790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Yeah.
live and local now. Good to have you with us. It is. This has become kind of a friends and family day. I mean, a lot of my buds, a lot of my pals have been just kind of wandering in and out. We usually do one of these shows like right before the holidays, and it just becomes like friends and family. People just wander in, they wander out, and today it's been about the election, which now 12 days away, 12 days and counting. Early voting underway. I early voted a couple of days ago. It was painless. I hope you'll get out and vote. What we do in this next half hour is we essentially turn the show over to you. We talk about what it is that matters to you. And all you got to do is pick up the phone and call me, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with my buddy LJ from Findlay Cadillac. LJ, you're hey, up, man. Hey. Go right ahead. What's going on, man?
I am so fired up. Great show today with everything that's going on in our country right now and the bombs. I'm home today. I've been going to all the cable stations on TV watching. I just saw on CNN attempted assassination of Trump's opponents is what they're saying now.
Oh, God.
Seriously, and then they had Maxine Waters making a special announcement. This is not going to slow us down. Keep doing, getting people's faces. And I will tell you that the mainstream media is also saying that this is depressing the Republican turnout. It's just the opposite. I'm here at Albertsons at Flamingo and Hualapai. I walked in. I didn't see the line. I'm standing right there, and all of a sudden, someone tapped me on the shoulder and says, the lines, you need to go to the back. It was 2.5 aisles long. People are in line.
To vote?
And I had
to vote?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And that's at this time of the day, and a couple people recognized me stopping and talking, you know, and I'm just telling you, the timing of this, just like the timing of the so-called invasion caravan, this just didn't happen. Hello. They keep running out. The left keeps running out of ideas. And whatever the outcome of this is, who knows what it is. I just don't want anybody to get hurt on either side. It's crazy what's going on, but you can tell the wanting to take back the power from the administration, they will go to any extremes. And I appreciate your format every day. Also, I know your support going through the holidays. I want to remind people this Thanksgiving, we have so much to be grateful for, but there are so many families right here in the Vegas Valley that could use some help. Go buy an extra bag of groceries. Drop it off at one of the homeless shelters. Go to the Christian Catholic ministries. And, of course, the Marine Corps Toys for Tots is down the road, and you and I will be talking about that later.
Oh, yeah.
On. But, let's keep rocking, America.
There you go. Yeah, every time I have you on, LJ, it is like, and I always joke about this, but it really is true, and it fits you. It's like the old drum solo where everybody else walks off the stage and you just have the stage all to yourself.
Which one? Indigata DeVita, or are we going back to White House?
Oh, God, forget it. Hey, you have yourself a good one, my friend. You have. By the way, you selling a lot of Cadillacs?
I'll tell you what. Cadillac has always continued to make America great, and they will keep doing it. And, again, get out and vote. Don't be sitting back thinking, no, it's okay. We're going to get what we want. No, you have to go out and vote. They're making it so easy for people living in Clark County, in your own neighborhood, to get off your butt, go out, and vote. And thanks again, Kevin.
Thanks, LJ. That's what we do on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. I never know quite what is ahead. But, no, this is what we do. I tell you what, let's go to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. What's on your mind, my friend?
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin? I'll let you know I early voted yesterday. which I'm sure is going to make a tremendous impact on the election.
Can I tell you, ask Lisa Krasner. She lost a race by something like 11 votes or 7 votes up north a couple of years ago. I mean, hey, you say it's just one vote. One vote can be the difference.
No, I voted more than, I voted 10 times because I got a text in Spanish saying I should both vote at once.
There you go.
Yeah, I did it.
What's on your mind?
I want to delve into your psyche and your heart and your actual truth. I want a yes or no answer. Do you believe the president ever lies? Yes or no answer?
Absolutely. Does he tell half-truths? Okay, absolutely. Does it matter to me? No.
Well, it doesn't matter to you, but the other night he said in a rally, I'm going to cut the middle-class taxes by at least 10% before November 1st. Well, the Congress has been on recess and is not coming back till the beginning of the year. I mean, why does he say things like this
when he knows
it's impossible?
I'm going to tell you, the president has been president for less than 2 years. He had never even been in politics before this, okay? If he doesn't know how Congress works or the inner workings of committees or whatever it might be, the Ways and Means Committee in the House, which writes up tax legislation, I don't fault that. I mean, that's just a product of not having been a product of Washington, D.C. He is from outside.
Yeah, which he should have stayed. But anyway,
he passed tax cuts. Companies are doling out raises. They're bonuses.
They are not.
Hey, listen to talk radio. You know, go to the internet. Google search what? Bonuses. Due to tax cuts, and see how many major corporations said, hey, we're going to give these people $1,800 or $3,600. It's been happening, Carl. I'm sorry, but it's true. We have just freed up a line. With Carl's departure, sanity is returning to the program. All you have to do is call me, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And when you asked me, you know, do you mind or does it bother you? It doesn't bother me. Honestly, we've had a lot of presidents who have been very presidential, but they didn't cut taxes. They didn't cut regulations. They didn't give us more freedom. Instead, they gave us things like Obamacare, for crying out loud. And they lied to us. They lied to an entire country. Obama lied. We're going to bend the cost curve of health care down. It didn't. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. He lied about that, too. I'm just saying. You know, we've had all these presidents that look and sound blah, 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 presidential, blah, 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 presidential. I find it refreshing that here is a president that made promises during the campaign, and for the last nearly 2 years, a little under 2 years, we've been checking the boxes. Promises made, promises kept. Can President Obama, could even George W. Bush, could they have made claims like that? In fact, I remember this after his reelection, and President George W. Bush thought he could fix Social Security, and he said, you know, I've got people owe me, you know, a victory. The Democrats weren't going to let them have a victory, for crying out loud. I mean, that's ridiculous. See if we can squeeze in Lewis. Lewis, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kevin, good afternoon. You know what? You just can't, honestly, you can't argue with people like the last guy. You can't even have civil conversations with the people like the last guy. Because here's the reality. All they're going to stick to is Trump lies. He misrepresents the truth. And you start going down the list with these people about he's keeping his promises. They always go back to, where's the wall? Where's the wall? Where's the wall? You know, so the reality is, guys, you don't have to like Donald Trump. But the reality is he is not polished. He's not well-spoken. But the man is a man of action, and the man accomplishes what he said he was going to do. You don't have to like it. The truth is right there for you to look at. If you don't believe that the tax cuts are helping people, that's every right for you to believe it. So with that said, did you notice, I watched CNN this morning, and, you know, their fakeness is on full display. They actually said that out of all the packages that were delivered, theirs was the only one that was sent via courier. How convenient is that? The only package that we have a picture of was sent via courier with no postal marking. And then they went on and had their analyst, and he said, yes, but, you know, let's talk about the dangers to the general public. So they always divert. They always divert. I don't believe CNN got a package. I believe that was placed there by somebody. So, you know, the evidence is going to prove the truth, but it's pathetic what the Democrats are doing and admirable at the same time. They're willing to blow themselves up for the cause. That's pretty admirable, I think. But thank you for your time, Kevin.
Thank you. That's what we do on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You tell us where you want to take the show. We make it easy. In fact, I've got one line open right now. We have been jammed for most of the morning. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. We talk about what it is that matters to you. We'll get to more of your calls coming up from all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. We have not yet heard, I don't think, from the Coachella Valley. So we've got one line open. You can seize it now. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4. paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
Although Republican State Assembly candidate Dennis Hoff passed away just 3 weeks before Election Day, his name is still on the ballot. And if he wins, county commissioners would have to appoint another Republican to serve out his term. That's why Republicans need him to win District 36, to keep Democrats from stealing the seat and getting a supermajority advantage. That would allow them to pass tax hikes and override gubernatorial vetoes. For more information, go to keep36red.com. That's keep36red.com. And let's win this one for Dennis, paid for by friends of Hoff.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students, and later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families, solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message, paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's the final half hour of every show. For the first 2.5 hours, we tell you what we're going to talk about. It's usually the news of the day. It's the caravan. It's the pipe bomb scare, which is being branded. The branding is so funny. CNN is branding this as attempted assassinations of two former presidents, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, that this is an assassination attempt gone awry. Wink, wink, nod, nod. The bombs didn't go off. It's incredible. And CNN's running with this. It's now an assassination attempt, when in reality, we don't know what it is. Let's go to Dave in Las Vegas. Dave, you're listening on 790 Talk Now, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning.
Good morning. Carl said that the president promised middle-class tax cuts by November 1st. Is it possible that he understands that the Congress is out of session, that it'll be November 1st of the upcoming year? Well, probably not.
Yeah.
The other question I had was that I'm still getting political ads, some brand new ones, for people that don't live at my house. I'm going back to the Election Bureau on my way home. I'm up north working on a vehicle. to see what I can do about it. Do you know if we have a right to question, someone's eligibility at the polling place?
I don't. At the polling place. Now there are poll watchers. Each party usually, or if it's a campaign workers will become poll watchers to make sure that people that look like illegals aren't voting. Now,
I was approached this subject at the place when I go to poll and say that this person does not reside at my address. Only my wife and I reside there. Is that a valid point of contention, I wonder?
I would. I'll be honest with you, because it's so crazy at these polling sites, they may not want to take the time to deal with that. It might be something when you go to the registrar 3 weeks after the election and you say, hey, I've got this piece of mail, this piece of mail, this piece of mail, and it's all to people that don't live there. Can you see if you can purge these? Can you purge these people?
I have started getting them.
Okay.
And I only get a song and dance that, we'll flag it or whatever, which is crap, because this is a brand new one. So obviously whoever's out registering new voters is not asking for any kind of proof that they live where they claim they live. I tried to be very proactive about it. I remember telling Megan Barth about it, the same thing, that, I bring this stuff there and you just get kind of a blank look from the workers at the Election Bureau. But I was just curious if there was such a thing. I'm going to try to bring it up to one of the poll workers and see what their impression is.
I think that's a great idea. I will tell you, though, that the poll workers are overworked, underpaid in a lot of locations. I would suggest 3 weeks after you go down to the registrar. Joe Gloria is the guy in Clark County. And, I'd just say, hey, here's this mailer. None of these people live at my residence, yet they are all being sent mail by campaigns, assuming that a registered voter lives there. Would you please purge these people from your records because they don't live here? I think that's a fair thing to ask. Let's go to Ross. Ross, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now.
Good morning, Kevin. Great to talk to you.
What's up, man?
Hey, I believe I've heard that you are a member of NFIB.
Yes, I am. National Federation of Independent Business.
Excellent. What made you decide to join that organization?
Because I really honestly believe that small businesses are underrepresented when it comes to lobbying in places like Carson City and in Washington, D.C., and that we need to have a voice. That's the best explanation I can give you. It only costs, $100, $200 a year. And if it means we're going to get better representation in Carson City, then that's okay by me. That's going to just about do it. Oh, my God, I can't believe we come to the end of the show. Is that right? Jameson, did you reset the clock so that we get out in like an hour? Wow. How did he do that? I don't know. That's going to do it for today's show. You know what tomorrow is? Friday. That means the Friday song is back. Hope you'll join us then. Until we join you tomorrow at 9, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, will you please? Live and Local now.
Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th. Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.